Hi folks, my name is David Strain and welcome to Life Toward God, a daily devotional from the First Presbyterian Church of Jackson, Mississippi. Each weekday we're taking about 5 to 10 minutes to read the scriptures together, to seek God's face in prayer and to find encouragement from his holy word. As always, we begin with a scripture sentence or two to lift our hearts and turn them towards the living God. Listen to the words of Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Our opening prayer today comes from the pen of the great German reformer Martin Luther, and he called it a prayer to overcome trials. I thought it was appropriate for our current context. So let's pray together. O Father and God of all comfort, through your word and Holy Spirit, grant us a firm, glad, and grateful faith. By it, may we easily overcome this and every other trial, and at length realize that what your dear Son, Jesus Christ himself, says is true. But take courage, I have conquered the world. Amen. Our reading today comes from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, at verse 16. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 at verse 16, this is God's holy word. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusted to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. At times like this, we are often caused to think about our priorities, to think about what really matters. More than treatment for this disease, more than help with our social isolation, what we really need is to get the gospel right. To get the gospel right. Because only in the gospel is there hope for this life and in the life to come. The passage we just read, 2 Corinthians 5, 16 to 21, is one of the places where the Apostle Paul makes the gospel really clear. He defines it in verse 19. He says, in Christ God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. So God reconciles people who were alienated from him through Jesus, not counting our sin, our trespasses against us, by punishing Christ. He tells us again in verse 21, for our sake he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. A great exchange takes place. That's the heart of the gospel. Our sin reckoned to Jesus Christ, so that he bore the condemnation I deserve, you deserve. And his righteousness reckoned to our account, so that we who are in him by faith, trusting in Jesus, are counted righteous in the sight of God, accepted in the court of heaven as clean and justified. It's glorious good news. Understand what the gospel is not. It is not a promise of prosperity in this life. God does not give us Jesus to make us healthy or wealthy. It's not a promise of psychological wholeness. Jesus did not die to undo dysfunction and make us well-adjusted human beings. The gospel is not a call to performance or piety. It's not Jesus wants you to do better and try harder. Be more holy and more religious and more pious. That's not the gospel. The gospel is we are guilty sinners and God has acted on our behalf by giving his Son that our sin might be atoned for and we may have fellowship with God. Where once our sin was a barrier, receiving from God only condemnation and judgment, because Christ was condemned and judged, as we trust in Christ, we receive instead from God mercy and grace and love. That's the good news to which we cling. And so we need to resist in this coronavirus pandemic the temptation to make the gospel about earthly blessings. To be sure, when you trust in Jesus, God begins to work in you and renovate you so that you see the world differently. You begin to think in a healthier manner. There are psychological benefits. There are relationship benefits. We are reconciled not only to God, but to one another. We work in the world with a new ethic, working at whatever we do as unto the Lord for his glory. And so we work hard and we tend to prosper. But the gospel is not about prosperity and it's not about psychological well-being. And it's not about moral transformation, though moral transformation is a result of the gospel. The gospel is about being reconciled to God. And when we make the gospel about secondary benefits, earthly change, rather than being right with God, what we've done is reduce it to something that's about our quality of life here. We've reduced Jesus to a means to an end. And Jesus simply will not be a means to an end only. He wants to be the end. He wants himself to be the pearl of great price. He wants to be our true treasure. He wants to reconcile us to God so that in Jesus, we have fellowship with God. That's the heart and goal of the gospel, that you might know him and in him find true contentment of soul. You see, if only in this life we have hope, we are of all people most to be pitied. If the gospel is only about here and now and short-term blessings, we are of all people most to be pitied, Paul puts it that way. He says that, what use is a gospel that does not have an answer to death, that does not have an answer to the wrath and curse of God? No, solid joys and lasting treasure none but Zion's children know in the good news about Jesus. In him, we have hope that transcends every earthly trial. Fix your eyes on Christ. He is all that your heart could need. And let's get the gospel right. Shall we pray together? Father, thank you for the good news about Jesus. That is about so much more than just making people happy and whole. It's about so much more than earthly transformation and temporary benefits. It is about bringing us to God, about bridging the gulf that our sin has created between us and you. And we pray that you would help us then to get the heart of the gospel clear and to cling to it, that it may be rich and robust and full, and that through Jesus indeed we may all be reconciled to you. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. Thanks for joining us at Life Toward God. For more information about Life Toward God or about the First Presbyterian Church of Jackson, Mississippi, just go to www.fpcjackson.org.